Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. The program you are listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel media ministry. Each week, our Bible teaching broadcasts circle the globe in English, and 22 other major languages. Thousands tune in each week for spiritual nourishment and blessing. If you've been listening regularly, you know that we are currently studying in the Gospel of John. So here is Pastor J. Mark to lead us in our continuing study.
Because we live in this world of people, our lives are influenced by others. And by that I mean our lives are changed or they're directed. In some areas, those changes come in ways we don't understand, and at times we don't even know that we're being affected. Later, we learn how a friend helped us to be a better person. And it may take months for us to understand what happened and how it happened. It may also be that someone we have never known or never met may influence our lives by the way other people have been changed by knowing them. Every week by radio, I can talk to people in many different places around the world, and hopefully our time together helps them become better followers of Christ. Above what you and I can do to help each other, there is one who can influence all of us as we come to know him. We can say he has influenced more people than anyone else, ever. Do you say, "No, I have not been affected by him in any way"? But my friend, Jesus has influenced your life, and he has influenced your community. He has influenced your family more than you are aware. I can show you how this happened from John chapter 12 and verses 20 to 33. So listen as I read. "And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, 'Sir, we would see Jesus.' Philip cometh and telleth Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. And Jesus answered them, saying, 'The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause I came to this hour. Father, glorify thy name.' Then came there a voice from heaven, saying, 'I have both glorified it and will glorify it again.' The people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered, and others said, 'An angel spoke to him.' Jesus answered and said, 'This voice came not because of me, but for your sake. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me.' This he said, signifying what death he should die." In this scripture, I find those particulars which should lead us to see Jesus as the one for all. The first particular is the sincere desire. This desire was expressed by some Greeks who had come to worship. They had come from a distant land all the way to Jerusalem, and their wish was to see Jesus. How did they learn about him? Well, of course, people everywhere were talking about Jesus. There was continual conversation about this man who moved among them as a teacher and as a miracle worker and as the King of Israel. These men from Greece came to Philip, and they made a request of him. "Sir, we want to see Jesus." So Philip and Andrew brought these Greeks to Jesus. there was a sincere desire on their part. And you know that is very important right now in your life. Wouldn't you like to see Jesus? Wouldn't you like to know him? These Greeks had a sincere desire to see Jesus, and so the disciples brought them to him. And then there was a second particular, the serious decision. As they came to Jesus, he began a brief lecture. He said, "A grain of wheat, in order to bear more fruit, must first fall into the ground and die. And as long as it doesn't fall into the ground and die, it simply abides or remains alone." You see, the secret of multiplication of a grain of wheat is for it to die, so that the plant can come up and bear more fruit. Jesus said, "That is the way it is in your life and mine. The person who wants to save his life loses it, and the person who is willing to lose his life will save it." In other words, a person must be something like that grain of wheat. A person must give up in order to gain. Jesus said, "If any man serve me, he must follow me." And then he further said, "If you follow me, then you will be with me where I am, and you will have the honor of the Father." That, my friend, is a serious decision. When you look around, you may see all kinds of attractive conditions. As long as you want to hang on to your life, you will abide alone. You will be without fruit. But once you are willing to give up to follow Christ, then you can gain. It makes a great deal of difference which direction you go. The serious decision has to do with following Jesus. And then there is a third and final particular, the specific designation. Jesus prayed and asked the Father to save him from that hour. He knew he had perfect understanding as to the purpose of his coming and what it was all going to mean. So after he had prayed, he then said, "But for this cause I came to this hour." I believe we can see what Jesus is telling these Greeks and his disciples. He is going to be like that grain of wheat. He is going to fall into the ground. He is going to give up to gain, and there is no other way. This is the specific designation. So Jesus went on to say, "When I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto me." From this statement, I gather a very significant point. Jesus is affirming that he is the only one. He is the one for all. His death is the only way, and that is very specific. And Jesus points that out to us. The cross is more than a way to die. Hundreds of people died on crosses during the time of the Roman Empire, but his was the only cross of specific designation. He said, "When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me." As I said, that cross was more than a place to die. It was a means to life. For as a grain of wheat, his life, as it were, fell into the ground and died to bear fruit. That designation which Jesus made still holds true today, and it's the same today as when he spoke it. From this account, we conclude that Jesus is the one for all. No one else will do. So I come to you and emphasize and urge you, do what the Greeks did. Ask to see Jesus. And then do what Jesus said. Decide to follow him. And then finally, accept what Jesus affirmed, the lifted up way. How do you accept it? You accept it by believing that when he died on the cross, he died for you. He said, "When I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto me." And that includes you, my friend. Have you been drawn to Jesus? Are you curious to know more about him? If you are, then the Holy Bible is the place to find the answers. The Bible records for us the earthly life and ministry of Jesus, just like we saw in our text today. It shows us who he is and how he responds to those who want to know more about him. In this Easter season, we commemorate the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And even though Jesus is no longer physically present here on earth, His Holy Spirit is here to continue His work. In fact, just shortly before He died, He told His followers how important it was that He should return to His Heavenly Father. In John 16, we have these words of Jesus recorded. "But now I go away to Him who sent me, and none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send Him to you." So the Holy Spirit is referred to as the Helper or the Comforter. And He is here to help you understand that Jesus is the one for all. As you read the Holy Bible, God's Word, the Holy Spirit will open the eyes of your understanding so that what you read will make sense to you. But you must have a heart that genuinely wants to know the truth. So let me pray for you right now. Gracious God, Creator and Sustainer of our world and everything in it, we bow before You in awe and worship. We confess that it is alone through Jesus, Your Son, that we have access into Your presence. His death, burial, and resurrection has made full provision for our salvation and eternal life. Right now, I'm praying for my friend who is listening, that he or she will have a desire to know You, and not only the desire, but the reality of coming to know You personally. May Your Holy Spirit draw my friend to Yourself today, and I ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Perhaps you're considering coming to Jesus, but you have some questions about Him. If you contact us with those questions, we would be happy to answer them from the Bible, God's Holy Word. So listen carefully now as Arlen gives you a variety of ways that you can contact us.
Was this teaching helpful? If you'd like a copy, either in print or a digital file, just contact us and ask for it by title, or log on to our website, heraldsofhope.org. The quickest way for you to connect with us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or a digital file of this teaching. We'd be happy to send one to you. And when you contact us, you can request our Bible study guide, Hope Herald. It follows these radio programs and will help you learn more about what we're studying from John's Gospel. So ask for your free copy of the Hope Herald today. Here's the contact information one more time. Our email address is mail@heraldsofhope.org, or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching. It's available in print or a digital file, and you can also request a free copy of our newest publication, The Hope Herald. It will help you gain more value from our study in John. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs are available to you all the time and anytime on our website, heraldsofhope.org. Now, I urge you to tune in next week as Pastor J. Mark continues our study from John's Gospel. You won't want to miss it. And until then, keep looking to Jesus. He's our hope for today and for every day.